Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, Petersfield's new council chamber is one step closer to completion. Nine local independent businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy's Stilettos Awards. Petersfield young farmers are organising another dung run. And a Shine Radio supporter was one of this week's lucky winners in the East Hants Community Lottery. I'll bring you all of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A Royal Navy ship is to be deployed to get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. It comes as the Foreign Secretary Lord David Cameron warns the prospect of famine is real across the region. The largest study to date has found PSA blood tests to screen for prostate cancer have reduced deaths, but led to overdiagnosis of men. Nasser Tarabi, Director of Evidence and Implementation at Cancer Research UK, has spoken on the impact that unnecessary treatment can have.
The treatments for prostate cancer can be quite harsh. So a prostatectomy, so an operation to remove the prostate, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, all of these have potential side effects. They can include like incontinence, erectile dysfunction and other things, and even just the psychological impact of having a cancer diagnosis.
After human remains were found in a South London park earlier in the week, a man and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of murder. The Metropolitan Police say a 44-year-old man and a 48-year-old woman were arrested on Saturday. They remain in custody. Simon Harris, who's about to become Ireland's new Prime Minister, says he's deeply honoured to be taking on the greatest challenge of his life. The 37-year-old is set to formally replace Leo Varadkar's Taoiseach on Tuesday. He's been telling members of his party he will get straight to work.
Next week, I will be nominated for election as Taoiseach. If given this great honour, I will take office when time is short, but there is so much to do. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight I promise you this, we're going to hit the ground running.
New figures suggest almost 5 million people have called the NHS 111 helpline with dental problems over the last 5 years. Data acquired from the government by the Labour Party has revealed over 965,000 people were referred for treatment as a result of calling the NHS non-emergency line in the last year alone. And a man who's been running the length of Africa in a mammoth challenge at the sea and across 16 countries and cover over 16,000 kilometres has finished the final leg of his venture. Russ Cook from West Sussex reached Tunisia's most northern point at just before 5 o'clock on Sunday. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
Here are the words every timeshare owner will be dreading to hear. Your 2024 timeshare maintenance fees are due. If you own a timeshare, you need to consider whether it's a good investment. MyTimeshareClaim.co.uk has helped thousands of owners who were missold exit their contract and receive compensation. Visit MyTimeshareClaim.co.uk or text TIME to 78900 to find out more.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Jo Gray at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Petersfield's new council chamber is one step closer to completion. A builder from Waterlooville has been chosen to refurbish and extend Petersfield's council chamber. The firm specialises in work for the public and government sectors. It says it plans to start the work next month. Councillor Chris Page says improved accessibility is part of the plan.
The chamber's on the right-hand side as you walk into the foyer, and there's two rooms which at the moment are rented out. So that's all going to become one chamber. The supporting wall between the two will get knocked through to create one giant chamber. So it'll still be on the right-hand side. And there'll be a double-width entrance for those who have mobility issues closer to the entrance to the foyer. So that'll be the main public entrance during any council meeting. The double-width was something that we were very, very keen on.
There are no trains through Petersfield today. Strike action by union members means the closest place to pick up a train is Guildford. Due to ongoing work to rule by drivers, a limited service returns tomorrow. Nine local independent businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy Stilettos Awards. A different nominee will feature in our local news leading up to the voting deadline, which is Thursday, the 18th of April. Today we hear from Sarah Jane Beecher owner of Salt and Sage in Petersfield.
We only opened in December, so this is definitely the first time we've been nominated, and it's a real privilege. Being so new, the fact that we've reached the finals because so many people nominated us just shows that we really are doing something that Petersfield needs and wants, and I feel very thankful that everyone nominated. So we sell the most beautiful things by local artists, gifts, interiors, artwork, but we also run lots of creative workshops. So at the moment, just now, we've got a wool painting workshop happening all day today. So it's somewhere to come and unleash your own creativity.
And support local artists.
Yes.
To vote, go to muddystilettos.co.uk. Petersfield young farmers are organising another dung run. Laura Shepherd tells us more.
Their event delivers bags of farm manure to customers around Petersfield and raises money for charity. Members of the club will be spending much of their Saturday this week delivering as many bags as possible. Last year, they say the dung run dropped more than 500 bags of manure and raised £2,000. Funds raised this year will go to Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, the Rural Agricultural Benevolent Institute and the Young Farmers Club itself.
And a Shine Radio supporter was one of this week's lucky winners in the East Ants Community Lottery. They matched two numbers and won three extra tickets. Here's Elise with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 4, 5, 9, 3, 7 and another 3. The Community Lottery raises funds for a variety of good causes across the Petersphere, as well as our very own Shine Radio. Here are some of the others who also benefit. Petersfield Voluntary Care Group, Forksfield Village Hall, Home Start Hampshire and Broadens Riding for the Disabled. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local Community Lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hectors, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, this is Maggie from Shine Radio with the weather for the Petersphere. Today, the only thing covering the sun will be some cloud, and this afternoon there is a high chance of heavy showers, with sunny spells later on in the afternoon. By this evening, most of the rain will have cleared, but the cloud will remain. Temperature-wise, it will reach a peak today of around 14 degrees centigrade, but due to the gentle breeze from the southeast, it may feel a little bit cooler. But please be aware, tonight there is a weather warning due to very strong winds. Have a lovely day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. It's all relatively quiet for the start of the week in Petersfield and surrounding areas. Cook's Pond Road remains closed with the diversion in place, and work continues on the 272 at Trotton with the diversion in place there. Lane and slip road closures are back tonight on the A3. That's from 8 p.m. directions at the Handbarn roundabout. But that's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team@shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaine and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotment where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April, and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.